sign.
Good evening, Alec Platt from the law firm of Cuddy and Fader.
Good evening, have you been sworn in?
I was 2 meetings ago.
Okay, I'll remind you that you're still under oath.
All right, sounds good. Do you want to start?
No, but actually, why don't you, I was here 2 meetings ago, I don't know what's happened since I was not here last month, so.
I was either, my colleague was, we were approved for 3 of the variances that we requested, but there was an issue with 2 of them under the design guidelines section for the SR6 zoning district, whether the board could even grant a variance or if one was needed. So I think the chair had talked with town council, so I was hoping to get some answers this evening on.
Did you make an application to the planning board to be relieved or to have that design guideline waived?
No, because they flagged it as, well, yeah, so the planner had flagged it as something that might be required, like a variance might be required, so we had applied to this board for either an interpretation that they aren't, and I can go through that if you would like, or a variance in the alternative. So we didn't.
It's unclear, and I don't know why it was flagged by the planner.
Yeah.
Unless there's specific language, I'm sorry?
It wasn't flagged by the planner. I mean, to be clear, I went over this and I got all the information for Tim. The town planner has said all along that she does not think either of these variances are required.
Okay.
Peter Scott requested an interpretation, so we referred it with the interpretation.
So we referred on the planning board seeking an interpretation?
Because Peter Scott requested it. The planner did not think an interpretation was necessary.
Did Peter Scott not request the planning board to either waive the guideline or to change the guideline?
No, he requested for the planning board to refer it to the ZBA for an interpretation. That was one of the variances. The other one was not referred by the planning board at all. It was identified by either Mr. Glad or Peter Scott as possibly being needed.
Well, if they're design guidelines, and I believe the planning board does have the power to waive certain design specifications.
They do.
Unless they deny the request and waive, we have no jurisdiction.
The waiver was not requested, the interpretation was requested.
Well, then if they want an interpretation and they waive for it, I certainly can say that it's up to the planning board to make a determination of a request for a waiver. If they were to deny the waiver, then there may be an appealable piece of paper.
Yeah.
So I believe that is the what we'd like to take up right now is the interpretation as requested to interpret that the remaining issues are considerations for the planning board. In determination of the site approval package, and not in something that is appropriately before this board.
Sure.
Right?
I would agree with that.
Does everybody understand where we are on that? Anybody have any discussion questions? For the record, Mr. Cassidy has joined us. So, anybody have any questions? So if it's okay, then I'll put that up for a vote, as that's our interpretation.
That would be appropriate.
Okay. So I would move that we find an interpretation that the remaining matters that were not voted on last month are not code requirements that the ZBA can grant relief from, but considerations for the planning board in determining the site plan. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Andres with the second. Roll call vote. John McNeil.
In favor.
Greg.
I'm in favor.
Rod.
In favor.
In favor. Andres.
And I'm in favor as well.
Perfect.
So it's interpreted that you don't need to be here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Has that dealt with the second written up in the
chairman? Yes, I'll have to ask for you to sign it. What I'll do is do a report back to the planning board, as we did with the other variances that were granted.
Sure.
And I will ask for you to sign something. If you don't mind, I'll send it to you and then just ask for something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.